Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Much as they try, the family of Ruth Perry, the head teacher who in the shadow of an Ofsted inspection took her own life, they won't be able to fill the empty chair this Christmas. The needless, obscene waste of a beautiful young life stolen by the brutality of senseless, thuggish inspection. Berkshire's coroner said Perry's suicide was contributed to by an Ofsted inspection. Contributed to? No, in my view, wholly responsible for, is closer to the truth. Without the anxiety, the potential for reputational damage to the school, children and parents that she served, would Ruth Perry ever have contemplated suicide? Of course not. She died because she was sick with worry caused by Ofsted. Now, I've never met Ruth Perry, but over the years, I've met people just like her. Wonderful people, committed to doing the best they can for their organisations and the people they serve. My time as a school governor qualified me to recognise devotion when I saw it, and my time around the NHS more than qualifies me to say I've met plenty of Ruth Perrys, highly trained, experienced, hearts full of joy, love and commitment to do the best they can with what they've got. Ofsted boss, someone called Amanda Spielman, delivered a mealy-mouthed apology for the, quote, distress the inspection had caused her. Distress the inspection had caused her. Spielman has never taught a class of children and seems to have no concept of what damage ham-fisted inspection does. Spielman was appointed in 2016, her nomination rejected by the Education Select Committee, citing her lack of teaching experience, failure to show passion, and lack of understanding for the complex role. But she was appointed anyway. The guru godfather, Edwards Deming, denounced inspection in the third of his 14 points of management, which I linked to this morning. Number three, cease dependence on inspection to achieve quality. Eliminate the need for inspection on a mass basis by building in quality in the first place. Inspection doesn't work. Turn up and it's good, you've wasted your time. Turn up and it's bad, you're too late. The damage, the threat and outcome of inspection can do is obvious. While nothing as awful as yet happened in healthcare, I can tell you how inspection can drive even seasoned managers to the edge. I know, I've spoken with them, and with some who've left. And let's not forget, five doctors died by suicide while under a GMC investigation between 2018 and 2020. How does denouncing an entire organisation as requires improvement or inadequate impact hundreds of sharp-end staff who work till they drop, have no influence over how the organisation is run or anything outside their own department? Staff numbers, shortage of beds, the failings of boneheaded boards, and let's not overlook the impact on recruitment. It's like branding an entire family as criminal because a second cousin's been caught fare dodging. There are structural fault lines across the NHS, staffing, money, capacity and neglect. The CQC can't fix any of them. They're a colossal waste of time and big money. Their budget has grown to $207 million a year. Now, they've been growing since 2009. So, fag packet numbers, that might mean £3 billion down the drain for what? In 2015, the Public Accounts Committee raised concerns over the performance and ability of the CQC. This followed criticism 3 years earlier, concerns over governance, leadership, culture and failure to intervene in failing healthcare services. In 2017, the Burton Report said the CQC places inappropriate burdens onto a struggling system. In 2018, the King's Fund said there was little evidence of patients exercising choice in response to ratings, well, because they've got nowhere else to go other than their local hospital. And receipt of an inadequate rating has little measurable impact on service volumes and performance indicators. 2020, the European Human Rights Court's damning report on home care services, and I quote, confirmed the industry's regulator, the CQC, has again been caught on the back foot. And just this week, the CQC apologised for failing to act promptly on whistleblowing concerns at Cambridgeshire and Peterborough FT, who were tampering with patients' records after they died by suicide. Over the years, a succession of CQC boards and changes in approach have failed to impact NHS quality. Last month, analysis by the Guardian newspaper, which I linked to this morning, revealed that more than half of trusts were CQC rated as substandard. Nothing is getting any better. In fact, it's worse. Inspection is pernicious, doesn't work, costs a fortune. Inspectors can have no ownership in the impact of their outcome. And as a career, would you rather find the best and share it, or dig out the worst and declare it to the world? Back to Deming, his number 8 of the 14 points. Drive out fear so that everyone can work effectively for the organisation. Do you know what? He's not wrong, is he? Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again real soon. Bye-bye now.